from KQED. It's October 2015. Tourists on Alcatraz watch as a bloody scene unfolds.
That's a great white!
Oh my god.
Holy crud!
A great white shark devours a seal, turning the water bright red. Chunks of seal float on the surface.
Its heart is floating away.
Brutal.
What'd you think of that, Keaton? That's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Great
white right here. I'm Olivia Allen Price. You're listening to Bay Curious, a podcast where we answer listener questions about the Bay Area. This week, we're talking about sharks. You may love them or hate them, but should we fear them? This week's question asker is Michelle Terrell. She's the mother of 5 kids, and they moved from the East Coast out to Mill Valley 6 years ago.
My kids wanted to learn how to surf. And I would say, half joking, when they got back from surf camp, I'm glad a shark didn't eat you today. So that led me to the question of, do swimmers and surfers really have to be afraid when they're out in our Bay Area waters?
Jessica Plachek finds the answer down in beautiful Monterey.
Oh, there's a seal.
I can show you.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Those are harbor seals. And over there you can see sea otters.
This is Francesco Ferretti. He's a researcher at Hopkins Marine Station.
And sometimes you can see whales.
And there's also great white sharks. While juvenile white sharks hang out around Southern California and are far less dangerous than their fully grown counterparts, adult white sharks go where they can find those big, fat, flavor doughboys, seals. And there's a stretch of ocean off the coast where sharks love to dine. Now, it starts about 50 miles north of San Francisco, around Bodega Bay, and then goes southwest out to the Farallon Islands, and ends down in Monterey Bay. And if you look at these three places on a map, it makes a triangle. A triangle that is sometimes called the Red Triangle, which supposedly refers to all the blood in the water. Yeah, pretty gruesome.
It's much more risky in general to surf here in Monterey or Mendocino than in Southern California.
Ferretti co-authored a paper looking at the actual risk of shark attacks. They found that in California, surfers have the most frequent encounters by raw numbers, then abalone divers, then scuba divers, and then swimmers. And although it is a risk, that doesn't mean it's a big risk. You are much more likely to win an Oscar, be born with 11 toes, or be hit by a car than be bitten by a shark.
For example, surfers have 1 over 70 million chance to have a shark attack. People that are going to the beach, like swimming, have 1 over 700 million chance to have an injurious shark bite.
Now let me be clear. Humans are not the preferred meal of great white sharks. We are stringy and bony compared to seals, those savory, chubby dumplings. Sharks' taste for seals might actually be why surfers occasionally get bitten, because they kind of look like seals from below. So while certain activities are riskier than others and certain areas are riskier than others, there are also certain times of the year that are riskier than others.
So you've heard of Sharktober.
Some of you may not have heard of Sharktober, but Salvador Jorgensen, a senior researcher at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, is here to explain it.
That's when white sharks are in California, around the Bay Area. October, November is pretty much the peak. That tapers off about January, where the sharks are moving offshore. And they're going out halfway to Hawaii, to this area of the open ocean we call the White Shark Cafe.
When we look at the White Shark Cafe from space, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot going on. It looks really desolate.
In fact, it was called the Desert of the Pacific, and still is, by many oceanographers. I always think about it a little bit like Burning Man. We got these Bay Area sharks. You know, once a year, they head off into the desert. God knows what they're doing out there, but we're trying to find out.
But even with Sharktober, California only sees about 1 or 2 shark attacks each year, and most are not fatal.
There are, on average, about 10 fatalities per year worldwide. If you compare that to the number of sharks that have died at humans' hands, that is more on the order of 50 to 100 million sharks per year. So you've got 10 on one side and 100 million on the other side.
Jessica, I know you spend a lot of mornings surfing, so I'm wondering if after reporting this story, you feel any safer out in the water now.
I feel so much safer. It is off-season for sharks right now, so I'm more stoked than ever to get out there.
Reporter and surfer Jessica Blachek, thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you want to learn more about Jorgensen and Ferretti's research, head to baycurious.org. And while you're there, why not submit a question of your own? Thanks to this week's question asker, Michelle Terrell. And we actually got two questions about sharks, so we'll let our second question asker read us out.
Hi, this is Dave Fairbairn from Berkeley, California. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED.
That's it for this week. I'm Olivia Allen Price. Surf's up.